Brookshanes Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 22nd of June. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Will Bradley to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at some of the headlines this week. There's issues at Guildford train station with blue badge holders. There's a school quizzed over SATS resits and cyclists creating chaos. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Will this afternoon. Hello, Will.
Hi, Graham. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Right, well, shall we start with this issue over blue badge holders angry at enforcement of parking fees at Guildford station?
Yeah, so this is our front page Guildford story this week. It actually came about through residents that kind of raised the issue on the Surrey Advertiser's letters page.
Oh, right.
Basically, yeah, the issue is that there is no free blue badge parking if you actually want to stay longer than 20 minutes at the train station.
Okay, so apart from everybody gets 20 minutes free, I suppose, for dropping people off, do they?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. But there is no kind of free blue badge parking for residents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've kind of hit out at this, and so we've put this to Network Rail. And you might know that Network Rail took over kind of management of the site when they got planning permission for that new development.
Oh, I see. Yes, right. Okay. So it was presumably with Southwestern Railway before.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it was. But now, when that was given planning permission in January, Network Rail took over managing the site, which also includes kind of enforcing kind of parking.
Sure.
So we've had a couple of letters about this. Dr. Mike Jordan wrote to the Surrey Advertiser last week, and he said, certainly there are marked disabled bays, but they are now fully chargeable £15.20 per day. So even if you display a blue badge, you are charged that amount of money.
Right. Did they get it free before, though, when Southwest Trains were involved? Do you know?
According to Network Rail, they actually say that station's parking policy has not changed.
Oh, right, so it's always been like this then, right.
But we've obviously heard these complaints, and they've actually put up more signs to make it clearer. So there's a slightly confusing issue there.
Yes.
But by the looks of it, Network Rail have come in and enforced
these
parking
this.
Changes, whereas possibly it wasn't enforced.
That may be the issue, mightn't it? Yes,
exactly.
Indeed.
But it's a good example of if people write in for Surrey Advertiser,
yes, indeed.
We can chase up these issues and get to the bottom of it.
Because I think there were some issues over this with hospital car parking as well.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the complaint that we're getting, that is kind of an attack on a vulnerable part of society.
Mm. And I guess pressures on people's budgets and so on, wanting to get to more income.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, okay, I'm sure you'll be following this up, and as you say, it's the power of writing to the Advertiser.
Exactly.
Now, a school's being quizzed over its SATS results.
Yeah, so this is a primary school in Runnymede, the front page of the Runnymede and Spelform Surrey Advertiser. There's now been an investigation launched after pupils are actually allowed to resit SATS exams. So, this is seven pupils at St Cuthbert's Catholic Primary School in Enfield Green were retested on one of their key stage one SATS exams, something the school says was down to a mistake by teachers overseeing the class.
Right, I see. So there's a bit of an issue there then.
Yeah, slightly complicated. And then in a letter addressed to parents, the school admits that a number of children were retested on one of their key stage SATS papers. And this incident has now been reported to the Department of Education and Ofsted.
Yes, because obviously it depends whether the children did better the first sitting or the second sitting, and whether it's fair to have them go through it twice.
Yeah, so that's something that needs chasing up. The letter states we're aware that there have been some rumours circulating about the administration of the SATS, where the results in the school have produced enhanced key stage results.
Right.
So I'm sure that we will follow up on this, but by the looks of it, seven pupils have been allowed to retake their SATS exams, which you're obviously not allowed to do.
Indeed, right, okay. Well, we'll see what comes of this. Cyclists creating chaos then. What's going on
here?
Yes,
chaos in Cranley on market day. So this happened last Thursday, and it was a CBR bike ride. It was a 100k bike ride through Surrey. It's one of the world's largest property bike rides. that actually passed directly through Cranley and Newhurst.
Oh, right.
And there was a lot of complaints kind of circulating online when it happened. So we've chased that up and we've put these complaints to the organisers. They responded and said a handful of the 800 cyclists taking part fell short of the standards expected. And a spokesman has said that the organisers apologise unreservedly and that complaints will be investigated. So the Ghost is kind of chasing up fans. This is a response to reports that residents said the cyclists were rude and intimidating. And this has actually even led to some of the residents of the village calling for cycle races to be banned full stop.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? When it becomes unreasonable, you know, people are going to take that view, aren't they?
I think it was a case that it was just the sheer number of people passing through the village. Added on top of that, it was market day in Cranley across the high street. And that's just kind of led to kind of a build-up of tensions. And obviously, according to the organisers, a handful of these cyclists are fell short of the standards that they expect as organisers of the event.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Now, fires across Surrey. Yes, we've had some wildfires again this year, haven't we? We had quite a few last year, didn't we?
Yeah, so the first wildfire we had was on Sunday. And that was it, firstly common. So firefighters were called at 4:05. One engine was still on the common on Monday morning, dampening down the area. So we got some good pictures of that. And then even yesterday, we had a fire on a wildfire near Guildford. That was on Whitmore Common. And yeah, that fire was believed to have broken out shortly before 1 p.m., just north of Guildford. So we have fire crews from Guildford and Woking and fire station were confirmed to be in attendance and more expected to arrive to keep the fire under control.
Yeah, it is worry, isn't it? Do they know how these fires started yet?
I'm not entirely sure.
Probably too early to tell.
I'm sure it's probably a bit too early to tell at the moment, but it's just, like you said, we had a lot last year. This is two in a couple of this week.
Yes.
We also had a fire in Alford. On Monday,
right.
Where a business unit was destroyed.
Right.
And again, eight firefighters attended that at Springbok Farm Estate around 12:50 on Monday.
Right.
An appeal has actually been launched from a charity that's based nearby that site to replace that. They've kind of stored a lot of community items. I think the Girl Guides had tents and equipment. A lot of the residents had kind of strimmers, road spacers and stuff. And unfortunately, I don't think any of them kind of have insurance.
Oh, dear.
I think they've launched that appeal. But it does. It shows how important the Surrey Fire and Rescue are.
Indeed, yes.
We've got three incidents in less than a week.
Mm.
I believe there was a fire in Camberley over the weekend as well, in Zizi.
Mm. And we're forecasting some very hot weather next week, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of 30 degrees is what I've read, but we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, well, let's hope there aren't any more of these. Now, we've got a story about Merriswood College. They're welcoming some meerkats.
Yes.
Wow.
So they welcomed four yet unnamed meerkats, and they were born at the college last month as part of a successful breeding project to build up a new social group ready for Merriswood's new meerkat enclosure, and that's due to completion later this year. So, yeah, we've got some really cute pictures of these meerkat pups. And, yeah.
Great.
It's obviously quite an exciting time for the college and something and the enclosure that's coming up later this year.
Yeah, everybody loves meerkats, don't they?
They do, don't they? So Luke Gates Roberts, and he's the animal collection manager and lecturer at Merriswood College. The pups are out exploring, foraging, and feeding with their parents.
Right.
Yeah, it goes on to say we're really excited about moving them into their new enclosure later this year and watching them all develop. So, exciting time.
Indeed, it's lovely how they sort of stand up on their hind legs and look round, isn't it?
Yeah.
Standing upright, yeah, and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are. All right, well, that sounds great at Merriswood. Well, thank you, Will, for taking us through some of the headlines this week. Of course, there's lots more to read in your local edition of the Surrey Advertiser.
Of course.
And keep up to date at Get Surrey as well, of course. Anyway, we'll talk to you again soon, Will.
Yep. Great,
cheers
great.
Now.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Will Bradley. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.